NASA got some bad news today. A spacecraft that went missing yesterday may have been found in pieces. An image taken by a telescope in Arizona shows what appears to be two objects 400,000 kilometers from Earth, where they should be just one. The craft, called Contour, was headed off to study two comets. Scientists say they will continue to try to contact it through Monday. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The spacecraft yesterday was orbiting Earth. Its main engines were supposed to send it out into space. Michael Buckley is a spokesperson for the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory, where the mission's operations center is.
The commands to do the burn had been sent up to the spacecraft. Everything was ready to go. And up until, you know, the time of the burn, everything looked fine. And then waiting for the first results of that burn, they just kept waiting.
Buckley says the team has been sending messages into space, telling the craft if it's okay, to try a different antenna, switch to a different transmitter. So far, nothing. People have also checked to see if maybe the rocket didn't fire at all.
They haven't seen anything around Earth. I mean, between radar and folks just watching from the ground, no one has seen Contour around Earth. So the team is still concentrating on finding it where it should be.
The new telescope pictures are not encouraging, however. Anita Cochran, an astronomer at the University of Texas in Austin, spoke to NPR earlier today.
I'm not happy. It's scary. It's depressing. But, you know, I have to count on our engineers who are working their butts off to try to find it, and all I can do is wait. It's very, very frustrating to sit here and wait and not know.
The rocket that was supposed to fire yesterday has a very good track record, but Cochran says very good and perfect are not the same thing. She's hoping this is just a glitch. The mission is costing $158 million. If Contour can be recovered, it will fly by two comets and study their frozen cores. Billions of years ago, she says, ice from comets helped create the oceans.
They certainly were contributors, and because of all the organic materials in the comets, they probably were important for at least seeding life, if not actually responsible in any way for life.
NASA will continue to try to contact the craft through Monday. Steve Squires is an astronomer from Cornell University who's working at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab in California. He remembers working on the Magellan mission 12 years ago, which also went mysteriously silent for a while.
And that was a very, very scary situation. And despite that, with some heroic work by the folks here at JPL and the Deep Space Network, we got the spacecraft back and completely mapped Venus. So it's a tough business, and things happen. And all a scientist can do is sit back, put it in the hands of the experts, and wait for them to get the spacecraft back.
Looking for spacecraft is not my thing, he says. Looking at the data when it comes back, that's what I know about. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.